You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Walt's Apartment Live on this Wednesday evening. How's everyone doing? How are you doing, Sam?
I am fantabulous. I caught some germs from Lewis over here. He gave me germs, but I'm here. I'm good.
How'd you get germs from Lewis? What?
Because he kept hugging me all weekend, and like now I've got germs.
Okay, so that's how we're doing this, Joey. Please tell us some truth tonight. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Happy Star Wars month, everybody. My Rogue Comic-Con family, how's everybody doing?
I'm good.
Miss you guys.
I miss you.
No germs here.
Apparently we all got Louis germs.
See? The Blurred Hulk, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm bummed and I'm happy. Because one, it rained on Rogue Comic Con, and then preceding days after, it's just been sun, and more sun. So I'm happy for the sun.
Nice. The hostess with the mostest.
Yes. Thank you to David for hosting us. You and Brenda are amazing.
Yeah.
100%. That was one of the highlights of the trip that I was talking about. Courtney, how are you doing today?
I'm doing much better. I got a little bug too over the weekend, but it was so cold. So yeah, I just need to get used to Oregon weather.
I'm doing
good.
Well, we are glad you're doing good and that you're healthier. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm doing real good. We warmed up and we're no longer frozen popsicles and we're recovering from the weekend. Our flight was delayed until about 10 o'clock at night on Sunday. So it's been a couple days.
Awesome. Did you catch that Luvid 19 too?
Luvid?
No. No, I did not.
Man. And to round out the team, who else is joining us? Tyler.
You're muted, Tyler. You're muted, bro.
Is that better?
Yeah. We miss you, Tyler.
Oh, yeah?
Been a while.
Yeah. 48 hours.
Give or take a few hours.
Give or take a day.
How are you doing this evening, man?
Good. I think I might have caught a cold after that rain.
Oh, you think you caught COVID-19, didn't you?
Move it started a germ train. Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be 95 here this weekend, Jen.
Yeah.
But, it's hot. And that's why I don't hug people. Obviously, I am a contagious, so from here on out, never again. It was worth a shot. Didn't work out, obviously.
That's why I didn't get out hugged.
Yeah.
Getting people banned on TikTok. I mean, come on, man.
Newt warned you guys. Don't hug them. Don't.
Walt's apartment TikTok is
Newt 19 has live access
discontinued for 2 more days.
But also joining us up in Rogue Comic Con in Medford, Oregon, we had the support of all of our sponsors, whether in physical form or in giveaways, Wearing the Park, Getaway Today, and Sunken City. They were all there in some type of entity or another, and we appreciate our sponsors for everything they do. To kind of recap, Getaway Today donated, I want to say it was $250 travel credit, and then Wear in the Park donated some of the Wear in the Park scavenger hunt cards, which we will be hearing about them later on in the show. So, getting into it, Tyler, this is your first live with us, right?
No, I was on Undisputed.
couple
times. He's been on, that's a great show to bring in your entrance.
Go big or go home.
Right.
Amanda, next time. Next time.
Oh, yeah. We'll
the dates have been announced May 17th and 18th, correct? Of 2024. I just saw Rogue Comic Con posted that. Well, Rogue Comic Con posted it on their page yesterday. They said May 17th and 18th.
Yeah, no, that's facts. We just got to work out the logistics.
Are you commenting while you're on the live?
It's a different David.
Oh, okay.
That's real in cast. That's real in cast.
David usually comes up as Bird Hulk.
Yeah, and that's one of the fishy people who got Sean Bann.
Hey, shout out to Sean going TikTok viral in the matter of one night.
He got put on probation already, breaking laws.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was so fun watching it.
It was so funny. So funny.
He was flipping out.
Speaking of fun watching, kind of going into our first topic tonight, we had a fun, vibrant chat last night about the Anaheim City Council and all the Anaheim community members. So obviously, those that watched the Disneyland Forward, I believe based on the vote, is now completely in and completely moving forward. No pun intended.
Yep. It's officially official.
It's officially official. Going around the room, we'll start with Tyler. Tyler, overall thoughts of Disneyland Forward now officially moving forward?
Yeah, start with the guy that doesn't know very much about it. So, I mean, from what I heard about it as far as what it's doing, I think it's great for the community. I think it's much needed as far as trying to disperse the masses of people. I've heard nothing but positive. I mean, I could dig deep and, you know, go the undisputed route and find the negatives to it. But I don't think anything wrong.
You need to go undisputed. Go right there.
Yeah.
I think
I'm going to miss Magic White.
Yeah, we're going to be missing a sweet owner. Sure.
But let's get to school now.
Someone please think of the children.
No, I think it's going to be positive, and, you know, I'm glad they finally, like, went through with it, and that's all I really got. I don't have tons of information on it, so I'm glad you started off with me because I haven't really been following it that close.
We will touch, not to cut you off, Tyler, we'll touch on that, David, here once we go around and get everyone's opinions and views on the vote last night. Joey, overall thoughts, opinions, views?
I didn't get to watch the vote. I was doing another podcast, but I'm happy. It's something long time coming. It's been going on longer than, you know, it's been an issue. It's something that needs to happen at Disneyland. It's something that needs to happen in Anaheim. So I'm excited. It's good. It's good for the entire region, not just Disneyland and Disney fans, but the whole city of Anaheim and Orange County is going to really benefit from everything that Disney is going to be bringing into Anaheim. Let's go.
No, Kevin, you drink when I mention other podcasts. That's not a Joey thing.
No, we drink when you mention past podcasts.
Oh,
we drink when he mentioned other podcasts.
All right. Well, cheers,
Joey. All right. That was a water.
Let's go to Kelly.
Hey, I'm boring. You better be boring.
Overall thoughts and opinions of Disneyland Forward.
I mean, I've been saying it that it needed to pass for us to get new things, for us to get amazing things. They need the money to do it. They need the space to do it. I want new stuff. I want new rides. So I think that this is going to be the first step in getting all kinds of new things.
Nice. All right. Courtney, overall thoughts, opinions of the vote and Disneyland Forward.
I'm all for it. I think it's a great proposal. I think it's going to be very beneficial to Anaheim as a whole. It has a lot in there that Disney didn't need to do, but they are doing for, you know, the greater good of the community. I'm looking forward to getting new attractions and new restaurants and expanding Downtown Disney because, like we said, an extra Magic Hour. Downtown Disney is not really a destination. You spend maybe an hour or two there, maybe four if you're eating, and then there's not much to do there. So with the revamp of everything, we can get new entertainment aspects into there. and see that grow, and just see the parks grow in general. I'm excited.
All right. Mr. Blurred Hulk, overall thoughts and opinions. I don't know if you watched the vote or not. If so, thoughts on the vote and the overall.
I didn't watch it because I didn't need to watch it. Anaheim knows who their daddy is. So I'm just going to say this. Based all this time in the city, I've been to Anaheim plenty of times, been to Disney several times. The locals weren't really big fans of Disney for a long period of time, and particularly the city council, the government there, until COVID came and they demonstrated who actually does generate the income for this fair city of theirs. And so now Disney is asking for a little bit more. And you guys had no, I knew this was going to happen. You're not going to tell them no after they demonstrated that how much you guys depend on the fans and the visitors to the biggest, to one of the biggest parks on the West Coast here. So they got what they want. I knew it was going to happen. Anaheim just got a nice little spanking, and that's the way that goes. So who's your daddy? It's Disney. You might as well.
Hoosier daddy? Because, I mean, we're the Hoosiers. Yeah. I could be daddy if you want me to be.
Well, I guess in that case, Daddy, if you want to share your opinion and feedback and views of the vote and Disneyland Forward, make sure you use your big boy voice.
Change your name to Daddy. Not
Sam. I mean, I do sound a little manly with my voice loss, but it's fine. Like David said, there was no way that this was not going to be approved. And I'm super excited because guess what? It gives us podcast content for at least the next 40 years, because that's what the projected expansion time is. So you guys are stuck with me. You're
congratulations. You plan on being around that long?
Hey, Sam's going to be taking shots of IV shots. Sam's going to be taking shots of IV bags in about 40 years.
Well, good thing I got this magnifying glass from Kevin and Amanda. I can read the comments.
I know, Kevin and Amanda. I was hoping you guys were going to be on tonight, because thank you so much for the gifts that you sent for Joey and I. We actually had a really hard time deciding who was going to take what, but I ended up taking the medallion and he ended up taking the magnifying glass. Look at how cute it is. So we're excited. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Kevin and Amanda. We love them. No, I think it's incredible. I'm super excited. Super excited. For someone who's never been to Disneyland Park, and I'm like, you know, I'm a Walt Disney World girl, I'm super excited to see y'all get this and to be able to experience anything new to come when I do get to visit Disneyland. You guys get to show me around some new stuff.
Yes, I do.
and to go
also, through, we're all taking an Alaskan Disney cruise.
And to,
oh, yeah, it was decided that. Yeah.
And to answer David's question, I'll throw it out to everybody, but what it is, Disneyland Forward, it's allowing Disney to be creative with all the property they own. So any property they already own, it has now been repurposed to do whatever they want and please, obviously in the legal matters. But they are no longer bound by any rules or regulations building, whether it's building a roller coaster, parking structure, a hotel, a fast food chain, a strip mall. They can build whatever they want, how they want, obviously permit, committee, and all the legal actions. But they have freedom of all their own property. And I think the only thing they were trying to annex in, which is the big joke, is Magic Way is the only thing they did not own that they are trying to get, which is, what, maybe 100 yards of street?
I think they said it was 1,200 yards, 1,200 exactly. Feet? And the only thing on that street is the entrance to Disneyland Hotel and the Pixar Palace parking place and another parking lot that Disney owns. So it makes sense.
But the locals that have
at this point,
the locals that have direct effects of this Magic Way that live at the apartment complex across the street were actually for it. The locals that were complaining were just, I mean, no offense, but just Anaheim locals somewhere else.
They were squeaky wheels trying to get some grease.
Yeah.
And basically they have a 40-year plan, David. They have a 40-year plan of things outlined, different lands that they want to create, different renovations that they want to do to kind of give Disneyland a much needed facelift.
Yeah.
And it's not going to take 40 years. Like some will be ready by next year. Some will be ready in a couple years.
And actually, they have to wait 30 days, and then they can start to break ground, which I think they'll start with Toy Story parking lots. So
they as of the vote passing last night, today they could file for permits, and then they would have 30 days from today, and then they can break ground. Right.
It's going to be the parking structure, the East Gate. That's what they've wanted for years. It's going to be that. It's going to be Avatar Land will be the first big things.
And and not only that, I mean, we talked about it just I want to say two shows ago about 40 years. 40 years may be, it may take all the way to the 40 years where they can put the cherry on top and saying this project is complete. And it may be stuff that's behind the scenes that we don't see that is still built in that project. I would say
big things happening in the next year or two.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're not going to wait 40 years to do this.
Absolutely.
They're starting in 30 days. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. And it's not just Disney. Disney is actually putting money into Visit Anaheim, the tourist organization around a lot of towns that have them. What's up, James? That has them. Bringing tourists not to just Disney, but the Angels, the Ducks, the Packing District, the breweries, the art. I mean, all over Anaheim. So Disney is actually putting money into Visit Anaheim.
Mm-hmm. And housing. Also putting money into affordable housing. Not to say that they're going to pay for all of it, but they are contributing to affordable housing.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, that I hope Disney really fleshes out is they may give up the money to do all that to the town. Or the city of Anaheim, it does not necessarily mean the city of Anaheim will disperse that the way it's intended to be. So if it doesn't happen as fast or doesn't happen as at all, it's not solely on Disney. Disney's probably going to cut the check, and then the city of Anaheim theoretically has the at will of where to put that low-income housing. It may be allocated to low-income housing, but it doesn't mean that they are going to do it where they expected it to go. It may be going to low-income housing somewhere else in the city of Anaheim. And unfortunately, that's some of the sad truth. But Disney may get painted the victim in that because they're the big name behind it.
But the thing I love is that being announced as a tradesman.
Yeah, they don't have a say in where things go and what things get built.
Do they already dictate what each property is going to be taken? Like, what if they did, like, affordable housing on their own property? Like, is it all going to be, like, theme and hotel like reserve? Have they talked about
They're giving the money to the city council, and the city council is doing what they want with the community money. Disney can do whatever they want on their property.
Okay.
Which means they will be building another hotel, because from their 90s proposal, whatever they got in back in the 90s, they still haven't fulfilled their hotel requirements from that. So they still need to build more rooms. So they are building another hotel.
And like Kevin just said, fingers crossed that they're ready to present something exciting by D23.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, they've been working on it.
We keep getting little announcements, and I'm like, what's going to be a D23?
But like I was saying, too, like being that I worked in, you know, as a tradesman, I've been in a union. I just love that so many local workers, construction, plumbers, electricians are going to be working on this project. So it is definitely a project for the community, which is awesome.
Yeah. I know. Oh, we're all still waiting for Pordo's.
So, I won't go down the rabbit hole too much, but there's a rumor out there that Pordo's is trying to pull out.
I've heard that,
yeah.
But I don't think they're trying to pull out because they're trying to pull out, I think. Well, that's a topic for Mad Tea Party on Monday. So make sure you tune in Monday for Mad Tea Party, because we'll be ripping that rumor apart to see where we can get with it. So come Monday, Mad Tea Party. If you want to hear about Pordo's pulling out or being pushed out, one of the two, tune in Monday, Mad Tea Party.
Hey, I heard that rumor too. I heard that from Lou, so, and I trust that source.
Yeah.
hey, trust it like Louvid. I mean, you're going to catch it. So. Alrighty, guys.
Well, I mean, it's been almost 3 years since D23 and it was announced, so I don't think they thought it was going to take 3 years to get into the park.
Yeah.
And like I said, 3 years is not a rush. They did not rush this project. They've been pushing it since they announced it in 2022 and even before. I think they were meeting with residents in 2021, they said. So no way was this project rushed.
Wow. Any other comments, closures before we get into our first sponsor break?
Nope.
All right. Iger, the golden boy, got another one under his belt before he leaves.
Hey, Ken Potrock played a big part in that. Ken Potrock.
Hey, but the credit goes to Iger. Credit goes to Iger.
Yeah, I'm giving the credit to Chapek because he started it.
You screw Chapek.
Nope.
Yep. All right, with that.
He's good for my portfolio.
Where in the park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
We do know where in the park. We appreciate Kevin and Amanda. We got to hang out. Kevin and Amanda are on this last episode of Imagine That, which will be dropping Monday as well. So we appreciate Kevin and Amanda and We're in the Park and all things they do. So,
absolutely.
Rogue Comic Con.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have messaged them.
So, I thought she was getting the chip challenge again for a second.
No. Lou sent me a message when we were on commercial break, and it reminded me to a voice message he sent me when I was at Dave's house.
All right, so real quick, we all got to attend Rogue Comic Con, but I want to split it up into two because I feel like there was a lot of Walt's apartment crew hanging out and moments, and it was a lot of moments we had at the Comic Con itself, so I wanted to split this into two. Starting around the room, overall highlights of the Walt crew for the most part, 99% of us meeting in person. First initial thoughts. Let's go with Joey. Joey, overall highlights, thoughts of all the Walt's apartment crew getting together over the weekend.
Oh man, it was awesome. I mean, first of all, it started for a lot of us at David's house. So, that was just fun. You know, hanging out. Being that I've hung out with them before, but you guys meeting Tyler as a listener and, you know, follower of the, that was, you know, very cool for that. So,
didn't miss a beat with Tyler. I walked in, I was like, what's up, Tyler?
Yeah.
We were good.
Being back in Oregon for the first time in a couple of years was great. And, even with the liquid sunshine, and temperatures, but initial thoughts. Yeah. It was just amazing. It was conquered all over again. Just with added ingredients to the cake of fun. I don't know what the hell I just said, but
well, let's keep it fun. Let's go back to the days we had games. Joey, why don't you popcorn to somebody? Throw it to who you want to go next.
I will go to our host, the Blurred Hulk, King M'Baku.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? No,
popcorn for no. Oh, never mind. I'll go to Tyler then.
I'm gonna close it out.
All right.
Okay.
I'll go with Tyler at being a, you know, a listener and friend and fan of the show.
Oh yeah, what was it like hanging out with all of us?
we did, like Joe
was
said,
it everything you dreamed of?
Yeah, it was really fun. You know, we had a blast. You guys stopping and running and taking a quick break and stuff like that. But no, it was a blast. Like it was great because you know, obviously I was off of work and take. I mean, I had to drive up to Oregon. It's a beautiful drive. So. That was a blast. But yeah, hanging out with David's, and again, David, thanks for the opening up your doors to us. It was awesome to hang out, and it was cool, you know, close settings and everything like that. But you know, like Sam said, like, you know, it didn't really change much from our conversation on Discord or on these lives and stuff like that. But it felt like it was just, you know, back to normal. I felt like I've known you guys for a long time and not really haven't, you know, known you guys more than a year. So it was awesome just to kind of hang out and chit chat, and yeah, I mean that's all I can really say. It was just fun. It was nice, and it was cool. It was a cool experience for sure. I'm definitely looking forward to next year. I thought it was going to be more Memorial Day weekend, and I think I might be able to bring the kiddos with me next year. We'll see what happens.
The weekend before Memorial Day.
Yeah, so I might be able to bring them up, but I know it was awesome to meet everyone in person, you know, and talk and really get to know everybody. I mean, I think me and Kelly had a good conversation. You know, while we're trying to stay dry. But no, it was fun. It was
awesome. So Tyler, before you popcorn to somebody, I'm going to steal a page out of Sean's book.
Okay.
Who is your favorite host to hang out with over the weekend?
Ooh. Spicy, spicy.
I can answer that. Common Block.
Yeah, Common Block.
I was going to say Ears. Ears was cool to hang out with. He was a cool guy. Honestly, like, not to like pick favorites. Honestly, it was fun for like with everybody. I didn't really have like a favorite. I felt like I gravitated towards everybody. Just had good conversations with everybody. So I really didn't have, you know, one favorite host to try to stay as neutral and Swedish as possible.
That's a fair answer. Sean's not here tonight. As those that are watching and hanging out here, obviously. But if he was here, I feel like the way you were sharing that. He'd like pause you and I'm like, all right, who's your favorite host though? So I just had to ask him.
Probably would have.
Yeah. I already had conversations with everybody. So
shout out again to Tyler. You guys were playing cornhole. I was joking around. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sure Tyler would challenge you guys. Brings in his own boards from his truck, man. That was hilarious.
Hey, Sean, that wasn't even the professional.
Tyler is like a cornhole champion.
No, I'm far from it.
Yeah,
had a whole conversation because I was like, I don't call it cornhole. We call it bags. And they're like,
okay.
They're like, get out of here.
There's like actual professionals in Sacramento and Stockton and I think up in Oregon, like they would wipe the floor with me. So I appreciate you thinking I'm a professional. I'm far from it. I'm trying, but but no, it was fun. Like, yeah, Sean asked if I bring up boards. I do, and I have an actual set of professional boards being made, so those will be it. But
we've all met each other in various capacities. So this was my first time meeting Lewis and David and Tyler, but I had met everyone else before. I've now officially met everybody except for Ryan. And what is your tiki girl name?
Tao. Teeny Tao.
Tao.
Everybody except for Tao and Ryan. So.
Yeah, same. It was I've known Joey for a long time, and
I went to get food, and I was like, I have to be careful.
They do in Oregon too.
Yeah.
At least Portland. And Tyler was
Joey for a long time
to help out anytime somebody needed a hand or a break or something.
Dude,
he's like,
Tyler stepped up big time.
Yeah, so
if the little ones were there, it would have been a different conversation. Like, all right, hold on a second. But it kind of sucked that it was raining all day, but you know, I made my rounds in all the other vendors and stuff, but I really just hung out with you guys because that's all I really knew. And I was there to help and whatever you guys needed, and
we definitely appreciate
the break.
Yeah, of course.
To get warm and stuff.
I think I got a couple people to sign up for the raffle, so I
yeah, really you did. But it was
a blast, and yeah, it sucked with the rain, but I mean, it was cool hanging out and seeing everybody and seeing kind of like you guys in your like enjoy guys' realm, like especially with Lou and, you know, stuff with your stickers. You know, it was cool just to kind of see you guys in your element. You know, and I was more impressed than just hanging out than anything. I mean, I'm always there to help out. I mean, that's kind of just part of my character, but no, it was cool. And yeah, I was an extra set of hands. I wasn't doing anything. It's not like I was in the costume contest or anything. So I don't think you guys needed
AZ, if you shoot me your dates, I can put them in the chat and let you know if anybody's going to be there at the same time. AZ Big Man got a call from the fam while we were sitting at David's.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So Tyler, who are you popcorning to?
Well, since David wants to go last, I will go to Courtney.
Well, favorite, like, just, you know, Walt's apartment, everybody hanging out moment was just like in David's backyard, just, you know, talking and just, you know, killing time and with watching Amber the cornhole going on. Yeah, and Amber and Jade, and that was the first time meeting them. They're super cool. And yeah, it just was a good time being a good first time in Oregon, even though it was rainy and cold, but definitely had a great time and looking forward to coming back. And I'll shoot it to Kelly.
Apparently, I have really bad Wi-Fi, worse than Sam. So I don't know why I'm still frozen.
She's a ventriloquist.
And the funny thing is me and Kelly are in the same house and I have better Wi-Fi.
I have no idea.
Well, the Wi-Fi is in my room, so.
it seems like every time you blink your eyes, like it's always the same pose when your internet goes out.
I know. Yeah, I have no idea
like,
why.
She's like.
Yeah. Anyway, I had so fun, had so much fun with all of you guys. Like Joey said, we had the Concord meetup, and this just was like an extension and plus more, meeting David, hanging out at his house. The food was amazing, David. Yeah. So, you know, and
Brenda, thank you.
Yes, Brenda, thank you. Her mac and cheese was amazing. And I just liked hanging out with all you guys and playing games and laughing and having fun. We called all the raffle winners. That was fun.
That was weird. That was interesting.
And then Sean calls Tyler, who won, who is literally sitting across the room.
But yeah, it's not much different than sitting on the live with you guys, and it's just better because we're all in person and we're all just hanging out. All right, so I think Lewis has to go before
Sam,
or yeah, Sam.
Let's go, Lewis.
Let's go, Lewis.
So for me,
let's not go, Lewis.
So
I didn't hear what his favorite part was.
There was a lot. Whether it was, the Saturday evening or the Friday evening? My days are confused on what it was.
Friday,
the initial barbecue at David's. Not to sound cheesy, not to bring Universal into this. But it had like a Medford, Oregon Fast Nefarious vibe where we're like, everybody's unique in their own way. Like, it just felt like one of them. It felt like one of those barbecues where like whoever ate first was saying grace. I mean, but my favorite part, I was telling ears about this, was we've all met on camera like this. But when we met each other in person, it was seamless. Like, there was no like, oh, hey, how's it going? I mean, Amber was like asking me, hey, Lewis, can you do this? And just calling out me like to do stuff like she's known me for years. I mean, it was really rad. And it was a very seamless event. It was because that Friday night barbecue could have been kind of awkward for everyone's initials, but we were cracking jokes. I mean, ears was making fun of me, told Sam to shut up right on David's living room couch. Like, she said something. I was like, Sam, shut up. Like, it was a really cool vibe. But on a personal note, a peanut butter cheeseburger in Medford, Oregon is absolutely amazing.
I can't believe you haven't had that before. That's my shock. Like,
that was I didn't shut up about that for the whole trip and this week. I mean,
and yet you were telling me to shut up.
Yep. Was that at that like killer burger place that you went to?
Yeah, the killer burgers.
It absolutely was. Medford's well, food right now, but no meal that I have.
That's not even the best burger.
Hey, there was not a meal that I had in Medford that was bad. The barbecue, amazing. The mac and cheese, home run. The peanut butter burger, amazing. The mashed potato grilled cheese. I'm a foodie at heart, so being around people I enjoy. But the food, oh, man, epic. So overall.
I went and found a hole-in-the-wall place for breakfast while you guys were setting up since I didn't have to be there at, you know, butt crack of dawn. Their breakfast there, holy shit. It was so good.
Wow. Kevin said peanut butter cheeseburgers are my favorite thing about Fast and the Furious.
But no. But overall, I think the Friday night barbecue, just, it was so seamless.
That was a blast.
People were asking for help and lending hands like they've just known each other for years. I mean, it was a really cool vibe overall. The Friday night barbecue.
Stand on TikTok?
Yeah. Lewis got
and it was raining. TikTok. It was drizzling.
I mean, you abused me on camera.
I mean, to be fair, Sam.
If you didn't run away like that.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
What is
meeting the original.
Okay, anyways.
Anyways.
Can you popcorn to me now, Lou?
Poor Brenda, I scared her. When she sat down, she like tapped me and I jumped, and that's when everyone realized, oh, he really doesn't like being touched. So apologies for making her kind of nervous. But yes, I'm gonna popcorn
and Sam. We fed off of it. We didn't slow down. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
The energy was pretty electric all weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna popcorn to pink eyed Sam and let her go.
So this was the first time that I had gotten to meet my tribe, David and Lou, in person. And honestly, completely seamless, no awkwardness. It was just, these are my boys, like ride or die. These are my homies. Like we're good. And just being able to meet someone in person and not have any awkwardness and just know, like, we could talk shit to each other. We could hang out. We could be chill. And like, we know at the end of the day, we love each other. Sorry, Lou, we appreciate each other. Like that was my favorite part. For sure. Honestly, hanging out with Lewis, not a millisecond different of the energy of hanging out with my brother. Like, I got up to go to the bathroom and I checked my snap and I have a picture of Lewis flipping me off, like while I'm sitting on the couch. So I'm like sitting, like I walk out of the bathroom and I flip him off. And he's like, oh, she probably sent me a shitty text message or something. I was like, check your snap. And it's a picture of me it was just like a vibe. And David got to see that and he thought it was hysterical. Like, just honestly, David, Lewis, and I love all of you equally, but David and Lewis, getting to finally meet you both in person just filled my heart up so completely. Like, y'all know how much the tribe means to me. That just, no, I was walking out of the bathroom. Lewis was standing by the couch when I took a picture of him.
Next time I see Amanda, though, I got a funny story that a few of me and my friends do about snaps in the bathroom. But no,
oh, whoa, whoa, mind. Whoa.
Yeah, oh.
No. That's not on a lot. Not on a lot.
But.
It's like 17 years of friendship.
Evidence.
How long is it there? Something like that.
Oh, look how big I am.
Oh, you gave Sean
Sam,
a hug.
Video evidence.
Ooh, we caught there you. You hugging.
Running around the backyard. Oh, running like from Sam.
I know, Amanda. He hugged him.
Oh. To be fair, Lou gave me like the best hug when he was leaving, so don't let him lie to you.
Okay. Awesome.
Great times.
He's like,
all right. Yours is over in the corner, hella jealous and shit. He's like, I know this guy for so long.
Wait, you want to know the funniest part? So before we drove up to David's, Lou had Sean meet in an undisclosed location to get the hug with me out of the way because he knew it was going to happen. Let's just meet at this place before we drive to get this shit out of the way.
David, overall thoughts, man. You wanted to bring us home on this one.
Man, I was super honored to be able to host you guys for the most part, and you know, do the barbecue and get to meet my tribe and the, you know, the Waltz apartment and mostly everybody that came. It was amazing. Brenda said she had fun hosting you guys. You guys are hilarious. She's incredible. You guys were our neighbors. I mean, you guys brought some additional life to Oregon, even though it rained and everything else. It still was a success, honestly, because you guys were there. The feedback we've been getting was because of the host of the entire Comic-Con and stuff. And it means the world that I was able to share that moment with all of you guys. Got to cook for you guys, got to kind of hang out with you guys. You guys met my kiddos and everything else. And I'm really Joey, I definitely come down more because you're like right there where my sister lives and stuff. Nice. Lou, I'll try to fly out that way because I'm not driving anywhere past 6 hours. That's just my rule. Not going to happen. But it was fun watching Sam and Lewis interaction. Sam, do you remember the first thing you said to me?
No.
You don't remember the first words you said? You don't? You got here like, hey, y'all, where's the outhouse at? And I was like, we're not in Indiana. We have electricity and indoor plumbing here. So, I mean, it was so special and stuff. I got to introduce that to Sam. So, but no, seriously, I love all you guys. Courtney, Kelly, dude, Tyler, getting to meet you. That was pretty dope. Sean is that's my Brody from the OD and stuff. And so it was really, really fun and amazing experience. And I think we just kind of have to set a precedent that we have get-togethers annually, no matter where they're going to be. But we need to make sure this continues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Semi-annually. Let's do it at least twice a year. Or that's bi-annually.
I'm only a couple hours away. No, it's every other year. I'm done with that. This was before the banning, yeah. I think. Yeah. He was like,
this
David.
Was him trying to figure it out.
Right before the banning.
Shout out to TikTok Sean.
I was making so much money off of that.
I know. Shout out. I mean, I've got peeps in the chat here that were throwing money guns at him. But also, I found out I have a fan club in Medford, Oregon at TC Chevy. So, hey, TC Chevy. What's up?
Nice.
All right. Well,
that
was interesting, Lewis. It was interesting.
And with that, let's hear from Getaway today, and we will come back to hear about everyone's Rogue Comic-Con experience.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on Earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
We appreciate Getaway Today and their donation this past weekend, but all of Getaway Today Plus. Tyler was one of the recipients of the Getaway Today travel credit.
A $250 travel credit.
I was just dating the whole commercial tour. I'm like, hey, they got an agent. It's seamless. They'll take care of it. And they donate to our local charities. I'm like, yeah.
So, Tyler, the question is, which airfare are you getting to go see which host? I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's going to Disneyland. What are you talking about? He's going to Disneyland. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, Lou is just trying to get Tyler to say that he's his favorite.
I mean, if you're in the area, I mean,
no, it was funny too. Yes, but Kelly and I are closer.
Okay. No, it's funny because I sent the picture.
Yeah, I'll just say the same. Hey, Tyler, who's your favorite host from Oregon?
I mean, David's the only one I know. I know, was it Amber that was up there?
Oh, yeah, Amber's up there, and Jade.
Yeah, Amber, that's right. Amber and Jade is here. I forget about them. They do shows rarely. Yes, they're here, too. Don't answer that. I mean, you can if you want, if it's me.
No, of course not. Dude, I showed David a couple people like your picture of your cosplay, dude. They're like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, yeah. That's just dope. Okay. It was so cool. I didn't even get to take a picture with you." I'm like, "God damn it, that was badass."
Yeah, so I got a few people who said they wish to take a picture. Right?
Yeah.
Rogue Comic Con, we were all there. Let's start backwards, David. Unless you're trying to go last again, if not, do you want to lead this one off? Overall highlights, thoughts of Rogue Comic Con.
So we've been planning. I'm on the board for those who don't know of Rogue Comic Con. We're a nonprofit. The reason why we chose that destination because we wanted to make this Comic Con free. It's a free family event. The goal was to be a free outdoor Comic Con in beautiful Southern Oregon, because when it suns, it's be sunny and it's gorgeous out here. So we just really wanted to take advantage of that. One of the things that you'll understand about Oregon is that, especially in May, it may rain, it may not, it may do something else. That's just kind of how it works in May. And we took a gamble and we kind of lost, but Oregonians still showed up and showed out. The vendors were pleased, despite being cold and everything else. It was a pretty good, well-received event. We have vendors already signing up for next year. Next year is going to be a two-year event. We got to work out the logistics. But I had fun. I got to dress up and debut my updated M'Baku outfit.
Yes.
I had one of my good friends, David Rios, and his workshop help me build this out. I mean, credit to that dude. He looked at it and was like, "Oh, we want to go movie accurate? Psh, bet, say less." And we knocked it out over the months, and it was piece
was
by
that
piece.
The one but, whose kid he was did this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bingo, so he also, right? His kids won the costume contest as well. They did Bingo from Bluey. And the Avatar ninja person and stuff.
Blue Spirit.
So he's real Blue Spirit. So he's really good at what he does. That dude's amazing. So I always give him a shout out and credit for that. But yeah, I it was really cool being on the stage with my co-host, manning the booth, watching. I mean, the girls rocked. They were sitting there braving that weather, just giving people stickers and having them sign up for the raffle, freezing their buttons off. You know, Joey rocked the mic, dude. Talk about professional. I mean, between Joey and watching Joey and Sean on stage and stuff, I was just kind of fanning. I was like, well, I'm not going on the mic following these guys. And then Sam jumped up in there and stuff. It was fun. It was really, it was really cool.
Anime character names.
No anime.
and we got to interview a really cool big celebrity guest that could or could not be. He's definitely related to me, but the dude's the creator of Bloodshot. He's a movie producer, movie director, writer. I mean, Kevin Van Hook. It was an amazing, easy interview, and I got to do that with my tribe, with Lewis and Sam, which was one of my highlights for that whole event that we got to participate in. So I'm just going to pass. Did I get to pass the popcorn over? I'm going to throw that to Joey since he threw it to me last time. Oh. And I just messed up the games.
Oh, man. Well, I know we keep saying it was raining, but despite the rain, I mean, everybody part of this team just brought it the entire day. And it was, you know, shout out to Amber's husband with the sound and the music playing. But it really is difficult to not say my favorite part was just running the mics with Sam and Sean, you know, either announcing the cosplay and kind of going over that. But more than that was even just the part where we were just like, sorry for the term, but freeballing it, waiting for some time and interacting with the crowd and the people behind the stage and the LARPers. We got them to dance fight across the way. So, I mean, I just felt like everybody played to their strengths.
The LARPers were battling, so we said, why not make it a dance battle?
Yeah, and I mean, the girls dancing, they were running the Princess dance party and the post pit dance party.
So, I mean, that was not even our thing. Like, we weren't even supposed to do that. Yeah. But unfortunately, because of the weather, the princesses didn't show up. So we said, all right, we're princesses. Let's go.
That's right.
And honestly, dancing
with get up on stage.
I'm like little girls dancing on stage and just like feeling themselves 110% about it.
Seeing Courtney do her perfect cast dance during Eye to Eye. I mean, it just felt like we were all just in our element. And just naturally done. We're just being ourselves. And I think a lot of people really dug that. So that was my favorite part. And of course, Sam sharing the news clips of a lot of clips of a lot of us, you know, David in his costume, Lewis at his booth, you know, so.
Yeah, David says, at first I seen the rain and was like, is it going to go through well? But then y'all showed out like the rain wasn't even there. Congrats.
Yeah, so I'm ready for next year already. Right. So.
Yep.
Pulling
out to Joey.
Oh, and the low light of that whole event was somebody played Rogers the Musical. That was a mistake.
I
won't be repeated
next year. That was a highlight.
It's a superhero themed event. You could not have it.
If it's a superhero themed event, you should play real superhero music.
There was that too.
But Thank you.
Well, I'm going to popcorn over to Lewis. He had a big booth and a fun day.
Yeah,
he had so much fun getting rain dumped on him.
So
you got to tell that story, Lewis.
All right. So So my easy up, it's a Californian easy up. Like it blocks sun, not water.
I told that to the girls.
Yeah. And the corners kept puddling up with water. Well, one corner was sagging pretty hard. So I was like, all right. So I went to go like smack it up out of the way. Well, it smacked up and then just drenched me. So right at the kickoff of the event, my shirt is soggy. My cut is soggy. The jeans are wet. So I had to like jam back to the hotel and change real quick. Now, mind you, Medford and NorCal, the relationship you guys have with one ways, doesn't make a lick of sense. If you get caught in the wrong pattern, you're just on one ways for like 20 minutes. Like it's just taking your body. So my relationship with one ways, you can miss me with that. But overall, I was stuck. Like I was moving farther out of the town. I was like, my hotel's getting farther. How do I get out of this? But overall, so I went to the hotel to change. Yes, I changed into dry clothes that were going to be mildly drier. They didn't last dry all the time, but I was soaked, like at the beginning.
Yeah, he was completely soaked.
It's like he jumped in the pool. We saw
it happen. It literally
He took a full shower.
Yeah, so I went back and changed. didn't help much because we were still draining my easy up every probably 30 minutes. Shout out to Ears, Tyler, everybody else that was helping maintain the water. But overall, I mean, I had a great time with the booth. I thought it was really cool. I'm already brainstorming ideas for this next coming Rogue Comic Con. But for me, a few of the highlights was, again, the rain. And you really didn't see a negative look on anybody's face. You could see people were cold. You could see, hey, I'd rather be warmer than cold right now, but still smiling, still laughing, still having a good time, still making the best of it. But, I mean, Oregon, man, you guys got a unique crew up there. Like, all the booths were so friendly, like vibing, having a good time. Shout out to Bar None and their mocktails, keeping me hydrated for the entire event.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. But I really enjoyed
it. You had like 13 mocktails.
Yeah, it was a bit aggressive.
They were good. They were really good.
Yeah.
I think for me, though, the highlight has got to be the interview with Kevin Van Hook. That was a solid one. But also, too, the intro to be out the when Sean introduces all of us and just seeing everyone's different personalities on the stage, whether we're really vibing with the energy, my goofy self just waving like I'm some just parade, like entrepreneur. Yeah, like having seen Sean be able to introduce majority of his crew on stage at the Comic-Con, that's a testament to itself. So that and then the interview with Kevin Van Hook, that was, for me, it pulled me away from Sunken City, which I was stoked to be there for, but it gave me a role to say, hey, I'm part of this crew, and I really enjoyed that. Whether it went good for fans or not good, to say that I'm part of this team, not to get all cheesy and sentimental, that part was rad. I really enjoyed that part.
It was a great interview, guys. Seriously. It was amazing.
And we didn't want it to end. And I'll just wait. I'll wait till we get to my popcorn.
I wish I would have had a GoPro, because there are a few things when our hosts have like that glow when they're having fun or they're appreciating something. But I was telling Brenda this, and I'll say it on the live stream. David, there was a few times Lewis wanted to ask my Lewis style questions. But seeing your face and the glow of the energy you were having, I was like, I can't do that right now. I can't Mad Tea Party this shit because it will kill the vibe. But if I had a GoPro to show David's face talking to Kevin Van Hook, oh, dude, that was making the interview. It was also adding pressure to the interview. Like, don't mess this up because that is going. But overall, the two times on stage were probably the highlights. But then going back, being there with all you guys was a blast. So then I'm going to popcorn to Sam.
Okay, good, because I'm over here itching, ready to talk. So for me, I'm definitely going to say it was our interview with Kevin Van Hook. I agree, seeing like the glow on David and just being able to sit there with you guys. And we don't get to do a lot of Marvel interviews on the tribe. And for us to be able to do that together, it was seamless. David had excellent questions planned for us. And Kevin Van Hook is so interesting, and he's the kind of person who wants to sit and continue to talk to you. Like, yes, we were already 10, 15 minutes past when his interview was supposed to end, and the next team was already supposed to be coming on for their interview. And he was still going, so I was like, oh, we got to figure out how to wrap this up. So we wrapped it up. And then I was like, Kevin, are you going to like walk back to your booth right now? He goes, yeah. He goes, are you heading that way? And I was like, I can. So like, I just walked with him and talked with him to get him back to his booth. And that was cool. And like David and I getting to talk to him after the event, when everything was wrapping up, was so cool. We were able to get pictures with him. I hope he will come on the tribe, because I have so many more questions that I just want to talk to him about and just pick his brain on, because he's such an interesting person. So for me, that was probably the highlight of my event. And then I got to like dance with little girls on stage and spin them around and like princess twirl them. To be fair, the one princess that was on stage, she wasn't doing those things. And I was a little like, girl, like we're going to have a conversation later. I actually might have said I wanted to punch her in her face. I might have said I wanted to punch her. But but that's okay, because kindergarten teacher Sammy kicked in. And I was like, oh. Princess? Well, she was fake princess. She was the real princess. I was the real princess because I showed up for the little girls in the way that they needed to be showed up for.
Yeah, she was a Pixar princess. They don't count. Mm-hmm. No, they do. I'm just kidding.
There's only one, so you know.
And I'm not going to lie, this main banner that's behind the stage, oh man, the backside of water joke just played all day because it was just dripping.
It did.
Right,
it did.
No, it she did. Was dressed like Merida. She's over there in the corner vibing
I
know, by herself.
I got some more.
She was rocking it, though.
Oh, yeah, she was rocking it by herself and ignoring the little girls on stage. Oh, I was so mad. Damn. That was the only thing that upset me about the whole day.
Well, she did a crazy little jump there.
I literally shoved the little girl over to her at that point, trying to get her to interact. It was a whole thing. But anyways, getting to dance with the little girl on stage, a couple little girls that came on stage, it was fun and incredible. And
I think Sean shot this video. This was
I was like, I cannot do all the business that they're doing. I was like, I'm out of here.
I think this is the eye to eye.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm standing over there like, nope.
That was me trying to do it and still have like frozen toes that I cannot feel.
Dance up for that warm.
I got the event kicked off right there. That dance party was really kind of,
yeah.
It got the juices going. Oh,
Big Papa Disney decided to make an appearance.
There he is.
You probably can't see me. Can you hear me?
We can see you and hear you. Do you miss your passenger? Do you miss your passenger princess over there?
No.
Ignore the man behind the grate.
He said, "You'll live."
You'll live.
Oh, shoot.
Louis said I need to come on, so I'm here for just a minute. I literally just got off work, had a late night car deal.
Nice. So what?
Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Yourself?
Good, good. Mr. Blurred Hulk, how are you?
Fantastic as usual, man.
All right, let's get the introductions here, Sean. We need to know. As far as the weekend goes, outside of the con, what was your favorite moment with the WAP family?
Oh, boy.
WAP. WAP. Don't say the other.
I don't know, probably Friday night at David's house, just everyone chilling, being together, because we never really had that. I don't know if you guys are
TikTok live.
That was part of the
evening. So
yeah, it was part of it. But
that was part of the festivities.
It was a fun time. I wasn't going to come on, but Louis said you need to come on for the closing part. So
I was sitting there. I texted Sean because I was like, man, it's not the same. Because if we all know Sean,
that's the moment right there.
Yeah. There it is, right there. So the I texted OGs. Sean. I was like, OGs. We need Sean.
Oh, geez. Yes.
Where he comes in. Yeah, there it is. That's the
all three of us came over from the D-cast into the Waltz Apartment podcast.
And look at the light in all of your eyes.
Oh, sorry.
That was fun. That was a good time. That was, yeah. That might have been a highlight right there, too.
I was going to say, what was your favorite moment of the con then?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that my mom and dad showed up, like at the end when we did my dad's really sick and had to get cleared by his doctor to come. So that was pretty cool that they got there right before we did the cosplay contest, and you guys were awesome enough to make room for him in the tent so they could be out of the rain. So probably that part. I mean, seeing some people I haven't seen for a while, stuff like that. I did a Facebook post where I really wasn't excited about going to Oregon because I don't like it there. But it kind of changed my mind, and it was nice. It was nice to see all of you guys, and yes, Sam, it was nice traveling with you. But it was a good time. It was fun. There it was good to see Brenda. Yeah, it was fun to catch up with Ethan and Maya. It was and Leilani, the whole thing. It was Mike and Cindy who let me stay with them. That was very cool to I was like 40 minutes away, but I was like away from everything. It was nice to just kind of be away and soak it all in. If you think about it, I mean, we started this 4 years ago, and I never would have thought in a million years that we'd be doing something like that. So it was definitely kind of, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. Overwhelming? Surreal. Yeah, probably.
It was surreal.
Surreal. That's a good, yeah. It was surreal. Like, fuck, we're really doing this. And standing up and seeing myself on the news and seeing Joey and Sam dancing on the news and M'Baku. And I know the whole thing was just really cool. It was just, there's me freaking out on TikTok.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Full circle. Oh,
no, that was.
Yeah.
And the kids say thanks for the drumsticks, man.
I'd say definitely my parents coming out was probably the highlight for me. So at the con.
And David, you have great kids. You have great kids.
Oh, they're awesome. They're the best kids.
Yeah. Great family.
So Sean, hey,
none of that gentle parenting. You whip out the belt. Act right. No, I'm joking.
So Sean, while you were off the air with us, we asked Tyler your favorite question. Since he got to hang out with most of us, who his favorite host was. And before he shares who it was, I want you to take a couple of guesses at who do you think it was.
Probably you. He's your boy. He's your biggest fan. So am I right?
No.
Not
me.
No. But then Joey, because he knows Joey.
Wrong.
No.
He knows Sam? All of us.
Yeah.
What's that?
Was it Sam?
No, that's strike three. So he was too humble. He was too humble, and he couldn't pick anybody. He said it was great hanging out with all of us.
Why the fuck would you ask me that question then?
I had a mad tea party, man. I couldn't be easy.
Build that up.
Louis trying to get a hug. Yeah. I'm literally doing like 85 miles an hour down Highway 99 right now, heading home.
Bro, get the hell 85 off, miles off the line and drive.
Get off!
I'm not looking at you, I hell, promise.
Drive your car and get home safe.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm driving now. We good.
Who hasn't gone yet about the Road Comic Con highlights?
Yeah. Here, I'll tell you what. Here, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. I will get off, but give me one. Can I have 1 second? Then I'll go.
Absolutely. No. Stage is yours.
No.
I will get off, but I will say this to all of you. I can't thank you all enough for helping me create this and helping be a part of this weekend. It was, like Sam said, surreal, but it was just touching as well. And I kind of had a moment after I dropped her off on Sunday, just realizing, shit, this is a, you know, you guys were all there when I needed y'all the most, and I really can't thank you all enough for being there for me and for supporting this and supporting what we do. So that was kind of, yeah.
So Sean doesn't know this, but we're about half an hour outside of San Francisco, and I like turned my head this way because there are just tears pouring down my face because I was like, I don't want to leave my people.
But,
now I'm going to cry even just thinking about it. Don't worry, Sean. I didn't make you deal with it. I just turned my head.
All right. Well, I will get off. I appreciate you guys. Tyler, thanks for popping on. What happened to ears?
He wasn't going to make it either.
Oh, all right. Well, Tyler, appreciate you being on, brother. You guys have fun. David, Courtney, Kelly, Joey, Louis, brother. Sam, appreciate you all.
Drive safe.
Love you all. I'm out here. I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks, actually. I have some things going on, but I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks for sure.
For sure.
Bye, Sean. Bye, Sean.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. See you later. Have fun.
Oh, this is Sean's shopping cart. And he says, but have you ever seen the lumberjack? He goes, have you ever seen the lumberjack? So the lumberjack's walking, and then he sees a tree.
Oh my god.
What the hell? I missed that.
I was watching that shit. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Hey, whoever has that.
And then I go, we might need to call security. Somebody's taking over our tent. That's not supposed to be in there.
Whoever has that clip, I'm going to need that for the Instagram.
I'm going to need a copy of that too.
This is like, pinched all over again. Like, yeah, we don't need to do all that.
Yeah, all these I'm sharing are from the chat. So.
Oh, nice. Man. Courtney, right, Kelly.
The girls are up.
Highlights of Rogue Comic Con?
Nice. Just, you know, getting to talk to a lot of, like, con goers and get them to join the raffle. We mostly manned the booth and also dancing on stage. It was very, very cold, so I didn't get to make my normal rounds or anything. I just, yeah, I usually like to walk around all the different vendor booths and stuff, but it was just too cold to do that, so we mostly manned the booth. I mean, I had a wonderful, like, savory crepe. It was like a turkey sandwich, but in a crepe. That was awesome. Like, that crepe truck was really good.
The crepe truck was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon is a food mecca for foodies. Yeah, so.
It was really good. Yeah, we were kind of saying hello to people, offering free stickers, trying to get them to
join the raffle.
Join the raffle to just trying to put everything out there that we were raffling off for prizes. But one of my favorite moments is David was standing on the main stage as M'Baku. And what we were talking to somebody as she was coming over to pick out stickers. And she just had this look on her face like, whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you can ask him for a picture. He'll take a picture. She goes, no way. Yeah. And then you came right over and took a picture with her, David.
She was like, ah. Nice.
And I thought that was a really cool moment because that's what you're there for at a con is to appreciate the
cosplay.
The cosplay and appreciate the nerddom that we all have, and also just on stage dancing to the Princess Party with my girl Sam and all of the little girls that were so cute, and we're trying to get everybody to dance on stage. That was a really good warm-up because I was so cold, so I was like, I'm getting up and I'm dancing because I needed to warm
up. Did you guys get a lot of princesses up there?
No.
Was there a lot of princesses on the stage?
There was me and Sam, the podcast princesses.
No, there was two little girls.
There were a few little girls that were like coming and going. But as far as like
that first volunteer one.
Princesses came, there was one that showed up.
Yeah.
Because I had called Lanessa before. I said, are the princesses supposed to come? She's like, announce it. If they don't come, there's nothing I can do about it. And I was like, all right, I got this. If not.
Yeah.
So I announced
princess
it.
Or not Jedi or not like
everybody get your booties up here and dance.
But it
was dads up there dancing with their daughters.
Yeah, just a good time, and just explaining to people what Walt's Apartment Podcast is and why we're there, and that our hosts were on main stage and they could, you know, see what we're all about and all of that. Just talking to people about Walt's Apartment Podcast was a good time.
Mm-hmm. So Entertainer 1987, we actually just covered that on Extra Magic Hour. So it's not something we're going to be covering in a live right now, but if you want to go listen to other places where where you can listen to our podcast, like Spotify or Apple Podcast, you can listen to the conversation that we just had right before this on Extra Magic Hour. So anywhere that you find our Walt's Apartment live show. Yeah. Anywhere that you find our Walt's Apartment podcast show, you'll be able to hear Extra Magic Hour. So go check that
out. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys. Any of the closing comments or highlights from the Walt's Apartment Oregon trip?
I had a question. I have a question because I was looking at some of the really, really amazing cosplays that was there.
Yes.
And I thought I was a huge Star Wars fan. What order or what character is the clown Jedi? I don't know where that character
I think came it's America.
Like, I'm missing some
he's the ICP Sith Lord.
Yeah,
and sure. I don't know why he was carrying C-3PO and R2-D2 the way he was. I don't know.
Because they're his balloon animals. He was creeping around that building with the
creeping is a great word to use.
Yeah.
But Spider-Punk was pretty cool.
Spider-Punk was dope. I'm surprised Spider-Punk didn't win.
How about the Mandalorian though?
Mandalorian family was good.
Amanda was really good for some of our water.
Mandalorian. Like, really had an affection towards the Mandalorian.
However, Amanda went down and danced with us on the main stage.
For any of the artists,
I wasn't married, man.
You did do a little.
Hey, any of those artists out there can get Mando with a fishing pole, you might have a sale. But also, speaking of Star Wars cosplay, shout out to Amber and Jade coming through with their Star Wars cosplay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They looked amazing. I mean, you couldn't tell, but I did have an R2-D2 spirit jersey on, but it was too cold.
I had Khonshu on.
I knew you did.
I had my Pixar Fest spirit jersey.
And then Lou made fun of me because I went home, or I went not home, but home, kind of home, because Brenda said to make David and her house my home. So I did. I went back and I put jammies on, and Lou comes over. He goes, "Girl, what are you doing? It's like 7 o'clock at night." And I was like, "I'm in jammies.
It's tired. I'm tired." I ended up not feeling well that night. I think I got way too, like, I think my body temperature just dropped. And
you got Louvid.
Yeah.
You got the Louvid.
I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. That night. But yeah, I needed to warm up and sleep.
It's all good. Either you were really sick or you really didn't like me as a host.
No, you were fantastic.
She was really sick.
I was so upset.
She was shivering from the time we got out of the car until the time we left.
Yeah.
She was really cold the whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the hotel room was like the end of the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah, it was really hot when we came back from David's house.
As I turned the heat up, and the funniest thing is those like hot like hand warmers. Okay, they did not stay warm the entire day. I put them on the table, and I went to touch them. They were so hot. Like, I don't know if it just wasn't. It was just too cold to have them work. I don't know what happened, but they were super hot after that.
I'll be honest. When I gave them to you guys, because I told you just to shake them, I don't know how they work in the first place.
Oh, yeah, so no. Kevin's like, shake them like this.
Like, they don't really shake. Well, I was like rubbing them like that, but
anything felt warmer than our hands.
Yeah,
but we needed gloves.
Anything felt warmer, but yeah, my toes were ice cubes.
I can't wait till David goes back to any of the planning meetings, because I know we got some notes. Mm-hmm. One of the notes is utilize common block a little bit more for the Congo.
Yeah. Bro, that place was delicious.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of the notes he will be told is don't bring Sam back next year.
Oh no, you were
for
good.
The vendors in front of the main stage. I felt like you guys were like talking to the back of the Comic Con.
Oh no, I'm not talking about my quality of announcing.
I know. We know.
her thirsting after Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
We'll call it convention fishing.
Yep.
There we go. Laying some thirst.
Anyway.
So but if anyone's interested, we got something to sample tonight.
Move it!
What? Are you freaking serious? I'm sold. I'm buying.
I'm already living it. I think I should get one. I should get one as the consolation prize.
You should make that into a mask.
That's awesome. Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kevin, we should put a costume as long as it's not raining.
Exactly. Because if it's raining, it gets cold.
If Namor was there, Kendrick can drop it.
I may be a little convinced the Mandalorian to dress up as Namor next year.
Watch out, Sam. I think you're going to be uninvited.
Major trouble.
Well,
at least now you know he's taken.
Exactly right.
She's trying to get a red.
Hey,
I was just trying to get him to dance. Oh, y'all calm down.
This is the way. Hey, Sam was on stage. Like the old pink guy from Monsters U. She's all gonna lasso him over.
I go
not do that.
No, I did. Well, okay. So here's exactly what happened. So I said, "Hey, Amanda, this is the way to the stage. This is the way." And I said, "You need my hand? I'll help you."
And he was like, in his bucket and everything. He's like,
"No."
Yeah, for those that are listening, that's the PG version of it. That's the PG version.
Yeah.
And then his wife goes, "We have to go this way." And I said, Oh, shit. No, but she was fantastic.
But Sam didn't know who he was.
I didn't. I didn't. I still don't even know what his face looked like. I was just trying to get Mando to do this on stage.
He must have not been there when the wife like kissed him on his mask. I saw that, but oh, they're together.
Oh man!
I did not. I was just trying to get him to dance on stage because if Mando's dancing on stage, then good. More people will dance on stage.
It was a great time. Great cosplay. Great fun. Vendors. Great food truck. Shout out to the hot chocolate people that are helping us out.
Those mini donuts were amazing.
Was the savior. Yeah, hot chocolate.
Victory dogs. Hello.
Whoa! Don't discredit the mac and or the grilled cheese place though.
The one that rolled out early?
No, that wasn't them.
No.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, exactly. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, that fruit cup next to your mocktail one, Lewis. I guess apparently they don't have it up in Oregon all that much, but that fruit cup, like fresh hit, that's just good.
We have that on every corner here in LA.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, we have it up here,
Chicago, too.
Yeah.
It's just good. And it's healthy.
Well, guys, with that, appreciate all you guys. There it is.
The PJs and everything.
Yeah. My PJs.
And the Christmas ones, too. They're not even right season. Jeez.
I was cozy. Leave me alone.
You were cozy. I was cozy, too. I had to put on my warm jacket.
Hey. You guys see my face? I'm pretty sure Sam farted in that photo. I'm just like, and with that, guys, hope you guys all enjoy the view. I almost said apartment, but I still said it. Hope you guys enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. And until next time, have a good night, guys.
This is the way.
Bye.
Peace.
Pink Eye Sam.
Father, come back.
All who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America. With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.